maybe a foot tub or two, and that was about the limit of it. But there wasn't near as much junk back those days as there is this day and time.
Yeah.
Because they wasn't that many manufacturers of all the different types of containers and things.
Did you have a place where you store your tools or?
We had a wagon shed that we kept the wagon under, and that's where you kept your horse harness and saddle, bridle, yeah, blankets, and kept all your tools.
Okay.
Those things go with my father, and I guess I pretty well followed after him. Well, my father always made the remark that he could go if no one bothered him. Well, he could go the darkest night there was and put his hand on any tool or equipment that he had without a light. And he could do it too.
Kept a clean house.
He kept everything where he knows where he was at. He could put his hand on it without a light.
Now, how would you get from the first floor to the second floor in a house? You'd use what?
Stairway.
What, any difference inside and out? Does it have?
No, sir, they'd be the same thing inside. It'd be either inside stairway or outside. Most of it was inside where they wouldn't rot.
Did let's see. Pat, can you tell me about the work women had to do on the farm, or women had to do, you know?
Well, they cooked, prepared stuff to can.
On Monday and Tuesday, they'd usually do their...
Probably do their washing on Monday or Tuesday.
Okay. Tell me about how they do that. Can you remember?
Well, they had the old-timey wash tubs and a rub board, and I saw my mother do it a million times. She'd wash... have a wash pot with full of water, and she put her clothes on and add the soap. It wasn't detergents and all of these modern things. It was usually lye soap made out of hog lard or waste lard and lye. And she would use the lye soap and boil the clothes and then rub them and then on a rub board and rinse them through about two or three waters. And the biggest part of this was did it out of a spring that was down under the hill, because it was easier to dip water from the spring than it was to draw water from the well.
That's it.
So she had set up a place for her wash tubs, and there was a large, rich lighted stump right by the spring. And when you wanted to drink the water, well, you didn't run to the faucet or to the icebox refrigerator to get the water. There was usually a gourd dipper made out of a gourd hanging on the spring, and you go out of the spring, get you a drink of water out of the gourd, sit on the stump while you cool a little.
Oh my goodness. Oh, now she'd carry the clothes down to the spring
in a sheet. Uh-huh. Spread a sheet out, put all of her family wash on the sheet, tie them up in a knot, carry them to the spring, and when she was finished, well, she put them in a tub and carry them to the line and hang them. And of course, ironing time came, while she'd iron all of the clothes that was to be ironed with an old wooden iron that you had on a wood cook stove. You'd heat the iron on a wood cook stove.
Now, the backyard, you had to keep it?
It was kept clean. Usually those days, well, you didn't let grass grow in the yard and keep it mowed. You kept it hoed.
That's what I
swept with a yard broom. It had to be spotless.
Really? Where would you keep that broom usually up?
Usually under the end of the porch.
I see. Okay. Behind the door ever, or in back of the door, would you say?
No, not the yard broom. Okay. The yard broom was made out of dogwood